Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chokma, all across the tundra. Also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast, I'm Grady Deaton. This is Coffee at KYUK. I have your host, Greg Kim.
Thanks, Grady. Good morning. Thanks for being with us on Coffee at KYUK this morning. I'm your host, Greg Kim. On Tuesday, the Lower Kuskokwim School District announced that Bethel students would start school remotely this year because of the high number of COVID-19 cases in Bethel. This morning, we're talking to LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins about those plans to start remotely. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
So, Kimberly, even with Bethel students starting remotely, LKSD has said its goal is for them to go back to a mix of in-person and remote learning by September 8th. I'm wondering what criteria would allow students in Bethel to go back to school?
Sure. So we did make the decision earlier this week in cooperation with or in partnership with YKHC to move to remote only for our Bethel schools. And I just want to stress that this was made out of an abundance of caution and certainly in response to the increase in cases, as you stated. The spike in cases last week in Bethel was certainly alarming. And in working with our working group with YKHC, we really wanted to provide time for this spike and those people who are positive to move out of that infectivity period to kind of see where this goes. And while YKHC is confident that we do not yet have community spread of COVID-19 in Bethel, we really wanted to allow this time to kind of play out. So the goal, as you stated, is to get students in school in person at medium risk September 8th. Of course, that will depend on how things progress from that spike. We wanted to make sure that five-day window had passed, that people who had tested last Wednesday and then again Thursday, because YKHC did open their tent again last week, that they had a chance to have results, especially if those results were positive. So we're in constant communication with our working group, and I just can't say enough about the flexibility of YKHC to meet with us. They've been incredibly responsive, and we certainly appreciate this, their efforts and their cooperation, because as we all know, we're working through this together for the first time. So in terms of restarting at medium risk, we're keeping an eye on how those cases manifest in Bethel in particular, in the coming days.
Mm-hmm. Now, LKSD announced that Bethel students would start remotely, but mm-hmm. I'm curious about the village schools. I know of at least one village, New Napachuk, that's in lockdown because of a COVID-19 case there. Are any village schools starting remotely as well?
Yes, great question. New Napachuk is starting remotely. And again, the decision to move back to medium risk will depend on how things manifest there in the coming, 10 days. We certainly will continue to work with YKHC on that and to partner with the local tribal council as they are the ones who put the community in lockdown.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked previously at length about LKSD using technology to make remote learning better, with students being able to send files and video conference with teachers using the, quote, intranet. Do you have a better idea of an expected date that the intranet will be up and running?
Yeah, I wish I had a definitive date in mind, and I could say, for certain by this date everything will work. Where we are right now is we're testing out the equipment we have received from GCI to make sure all the bugs are worked out, and that would be the servers that the firewall that is it being installed in each of our communities. So we're working on that. I think we're about halfway, 13 or 14 of those pieces of equipment. And after those are installed, then we kind of move to that portion where we work individually with families who opt to have the equipment for their own homes. And so we're currently working on communication out to our families of what the project entails and if they want to participate, the equipment they'll be receiving, and sort of LKSD's role and what we are paying for and how this will all work. Those are our next steps. Certainly, we're hopeful that the whole project district-wide will be up and running, you know, end of September would be great, and I think we're definitely making strides to get there on a daily basis. The scope of the project is massive, so it feels good that, you know, every day I think we take steps toward making it more of a reality.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that LKSD students all get an iPad or laptop from the district, and the device depends on their age. Do all kids in LKSD have one right now, or do they need to go and get one?
No. No, devices were collected at the end of last school year, and so each site will be working with students to issue devices. So it's really a site-by-site issuance.
Okay. Last year when Bethel students were doing remote learning, the schools delivered meals and also work packets to students. Is that going to be happening in Bethel to start the school year?
It is. So our meals on the bus service will be starting on Monday, and communication about that went out yesterday. And so it will work very similarly to what it looked like last spring. So families can expect a regular route during next week. So a schedule was provided. We have five buses delivering meals. We call it Meals on the Bus. And the information that was sent out and shared includes all of the routes so people can take a look and understand what route their house falls on and then what time they can expect the bus to be in their area as well as where the stops are in their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. One other thing that we've been talking about the last few times we've been on coffee together is sports.
Yes.
In yesterday's school board meeting, the board doubled down on its decision to go ahead with sports activities.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to remind our audience that YKHC has recommended no sports this year, and most school districts in the YK Delta are doing no sports or just cross-country practice. Last week, you said the district was doing mini leagues or competition between villages that are close to each other.
Sure.
You've also said LKSD is implementing cohorts or limiting students to a small group. That doesn't seem possible if there's travel between communities. I'm wondering if you think there's a contradiction between maintaining cohorts during the day but not during after-school sports.
Sure. Well, the minimum I guess the medium risk protocols for sports do call for student cohorting. I think the issue is that the cohorting during the school day might look different than the cohorting during the practice. So I want to make a couple things known. So what the LKSD board has adopted is a plan that allows the following low risk and medium risk athletic activities. So cross country, volleyball, swim, and fall NYO. And these are to be held at medium risk practice and event protocols that were established by ASAA. And then also requires approval of local ASBs with recommendations from tribal councils. So that's an important piece that I want to make sure people are aware of. We're asking our communities, our site administrators to work with our communities, their advisory school boards and tribal councils in determining what's the best route forward in each community for academic and athletic activities. This also calls for mini leagues of geographical distancing. So what that would look like, for example, is our tundra villages, Atmosluk, Nunapichuk, and Ksigluk would all be a league, for example. At the medium risk practice protocol. So it limits participants in a facility. They must have 10 feet of social distance space. So that's going to look different in all of our schools based on the gym size. You know, there's plans in place in the practice protocols for cleaning, for participant screening, for taking care of the facility and the equipment, for face coverings, for hygiene, et cetera. It's sort of similar to the Smart Start, but for athletics. So I think the main difference is social distancing is 10 feet instead of 6, which we find in the classroom, and that workouts should be conducted in what they call pods, ASAA calls pods, of students with the same 5 to 12 students working out together weekly to limit that overall exposure.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like LKSD is taking as many precautions as it can, but there's one point I want to poke at.
Sure.
Is that it seems like in practices you could, if you were careful, you could implement cohorts, keeping students in their cohort. But if they travel to another community and compete against a different school, clearly that's a different
right.
cohort.
Right. And we haven't crossed that bridge yet. We don't have any plans for that yet. We've had 3 sites that have worked with their advisory school boards to move forward with athletics. And so, you know, we're all learning this as we go. So we know what the board has adopted. We have ASA protocols. We know that the board supports the mini leagues. And so when we do have those events, we will certainly follow ASA's return to event protocols. So they have 2 different things out. One is their return to practice protocols, and then a separate document is called return to practice protocols, or sorry, event protocols. So we'll certainly be following those if and when we do have any sort of travel. And again, that would need to be approved locally with the ASB and the Tribal Council's input.
Mm-hmm. Now, YKHD has been working very closely with LKSD and mm-hmm. the other school districts in the Delta. And from what I can tell, most districts are following most of YKHD's recommendations. But one recommendation that YKHD wants to highlight is frequent testing for teachers and
right.
students throughout the year, especially for teachers, though. Do you think this is feasible, especially in villages where there isn't testing capability? And is LKSD going to try to test teachers periodically throughout the year?
Yeah, great question. So YKHC has released information. Dan Winkleman sent out a letter to all school superintendents in the region talking about a comprehensive testing plan strategy. And they strongly encourage that, as you stated. We also know that there is some limited capability to implement a comprehensive testing program in multiple districts, let alone all districts, and that's per that letter. So LKSD, we have reached out to YKHC to partner with them on a testing strategy, and we're kind of just in the beginning phases of communication with that. In terms of teachers, we'll continue to do what we did in order to get our teachers back to the region, which was recommend the testing in the lower 48, recommend the testing upon arrival into either Anchorage or Bethel, and then the quarantine for the full 14 days, regardless of a negative test result. We really want to ensure with teacher travel that we're not bringing coronavirus into the region. And in working with YKHC, that's why we've taken such a strong stand on the 14-day quarantine, because we just want to make sure we're extra cautious in that regard.
Mm-hmm. I understand you guys are in the first phase of developing this testing
mm-hmm,
program,
right.
but I'm curious, in the villages where there isn't testing capability, are you planning on flying them out to hubs where there are testing capability, or is that part of the limited testing that you're talking about?
My understanding from YKHC is that all of our communities have testing, except for Oscarville, to a certain extent. So it's not that there isn't testing availability, but that it might be limited. So that's one of the things we'll have to work out. So no, we wouldn't be looking at flying our teachers, but we would need to really go by community by community and work with YKC in understanding what is available at, through the local health clinics, and then what would make sense given the population of the community, the number of staff, the number of students. And really, this is all just, like you said, in the beginning phases. So I will certainly continue to provide updates as we work with YK on it.
Great. Thank you. And one other recommendation YKHC has highlighted specifically is keeping track of students and staff's location.
Yes.
And that they're saying not only while they're in school, but outside of school, too. Is this something LKHC is going to try to do?
Well, we can certainly keep track of students to the extent possible. And what that requires is really good communication from families. When our staff is out, that's easy to know and sort of easy to track. What's not as easy is if a student has or a family takes a trip and they don't communicate that with the school. So really we have to have a strong partnership with our families in reporting that so that we can provide access to remote learning while the student is away and then again when they come back. Really, that's an issue that we really need partnership and cooperation from our families on. We will track that to the greatest extent possible by each site.
Mm-hmm. And is that something where parents should know that if they're traveling outside of their community, they should call the school to let them know? Is that some,
yes.
A proactive
mm-hmm.
measure parents
should yes.
Say, okay.
Exactly. Yes, we are asking that families let us know if they're traveling and that they keep the school updated. We really need cooperation and partnership on that.
Mm-hmm. We have a few minutes, Kimberly. Is there anything else you'd like to tell parents or say to the community?
Well, again, we posted our Smart Start plan again on the LKHD website and our Facebook page. And if you look at the most recent posting from August 6th, there is a link for feedback. And so I do encourage people to read the plan and provide feedback or to submit questions, general questions. The more feedback we get about the plan or just about how things are going to work in general, the more responsive we can be in communicating. So I really do encourage people to go online to find that and to take time to provide that input to us because we want to make sure moving forward that our parents and our students and our families who are planning to send students back to school feel like they have the information they need and feel comfortable in doing so. Thanks for that opportunity, Greg.
Great. Thank you, Kimberly, for being with us this morning. You've been listening to LKHD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins talk about what remotes look like this year. We'll be continuing to speak with Superintendent Hankins every Friday of this month to keep parents informed on what this upcoming school year will look like. If you have any questions, email them to us at news@kyuk.org. I'm Greg Kim, your host this morning on Coffee at KYUK.